Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
Someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary?
Phone.
Canary. Raffy.
Gorda.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raffy.
Yeah.
It has been
It's been so long, Gina.
Long.
I remember when you were like only, you know, a little kid, and now we're here.
Do you know people have low-key been asking me where are the episodes?
Who's been asking?
Like people. People love us, Raffy.
I know. What's there not to love?
Well, okay, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Welcome back,
Gina,
to a very bittersweet episode.
Yes.
Raffy, do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I could tell them.
Break
the news. This is my last podcast.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
With Gina for now.
That's it. So Raffy has decided to leave me, and if you all want to give him hate.
We're breaking up.
Don't, Raffy, the children.
But only in the podcast. Gina's still my girl.
Oh, love you, Raffy. I'm going to continue it. I've got some exciting things planned.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Any, you allowed to give any spoilers and any little hints?
I just think that there's going to be a lot of awesome exclusive guests on the podcast.
I trust you, Gina.
And maybe Raffy will make a comeback for maybe a bonus
episode in the future. We'll see.
I'm sure I can get him to go. Raffy.
Gina.
This episode, you know, I've got a lot to talk about. The things that have happened to me, since our last episode, where I'm like, this has to be in the podcast. It's crazy.
Well, I guess I want to hear what your stories
Mine
are.
I have a bunch of different stories.
Then we can
stories.
Name it based on that.
I have a bunch of different stories because I feel like I need to catch you up. I need to catch people up. And I want this episode to be fun and go off on a high note. And then before, you know, the new stuff comes. But Raffy, there's lots to talk about. Let's get straight into it.
I'm all ears. Control yourself, Gina.
Raffy. Now, don't you hate it when it's bittersweet?
Right.
Okay. Mm. So, lots to talk about. You want to go first?
No. You seem to have some pretty exciting ideas.
Yeah, I actually have something I really want to talk about because it really frustrated me. Okay?
Hit me.
So, bittersweet, you know, bittersweet that it's self-explanatory. Okay? And it fits perfectly because Raffy's also leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my
Don't cry, please.
Okay. I'm trying so hard not to.
We need tissues here.
Tissues for my issues.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. But recently I was in South Africa. Those who follow me on the gram will know.
Yeah, I saw that. Equestrian girl.
What the fuck was that? Don't you just do... When you do something...
I do just hate it when...
Yeah. I just got that.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm on the ball.
So basically, I was traveling home for South Africa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I arrived at the airport at 6:30 p.m., okay? You know how you do before you go check in your bags, you have to go through that mini security by the counter?
Yeah, of course.
Standard procedure. You do it all the time. I once had someone tell me that they asked them, Pesach is the one where you light the 8 candles, right? Like, it's a fucking quiz. Like, they're trying to catch you. It's really messed up. So anyways, I go to the airport. Okay.
Well, what'd you say? Like, you
know. No, they didn't ask me that. That's a story someone told me. Like, the.
Which one is it, Gina?
It's. What do you mean, which one is it?
Like, with the 8 candles?
Christmas.
What?
It's Christmas.
I really thought you were serious for a second. I was like, what?
Your face. So, go to the airport. Now, the reason why I'm giving timestamps is it's very important.
Okay.
Right there at 6:30. So, I'm being questioned.
6:30.
Getting questioned.
A.M., P.M.?
P.M. I'm getting questioned around this time. Okay, I'm bummed. Basically, he starts questioning me. Ask the basic questions. You know, who did you come with? You know, do you have your bags been with you the whole time? You know, everyone knows the basic questions. But I have to be so careful, they start asking me very weird questions. Okay. Now, one of the questions that they asked me, which I don't think it's too much of a weird one because I've been asked it before, is like, what are your friends' names? So I give them my friends' names and they were like, surnames. Now, I don't want to get any hate for this. And I did when I told this story. I don't know some of my friends' last names.
I don't know what to tell you about that, Gina.
Then
I feel like you're not that close.
No, we are, but like I just
you
don't...
You can be like cordial, you know, with people and not know their last names, I feel, but like...
What's Ben's last name?
Wiener.
Okay, but that's easy. That's not fair. That's an
easy... Okay, so just ask me someone else.
I don't know your friends.
Until I forget.
Yana... Sorry, I went. End of argument.
You gotta give me a second.
Did you think you have a second in security? No, you don't.
No, I absolutely... Wow. It's slipping me. No, but...
They would have suspected you to be a terrorist by then. I'm just saying.
It took me a second. That was... I just wasn't expecting. No, so also, that's a very like foreign language, so it's something that's harder to remember because it's harder for
Rafi,
me to pronounce.
No, stop making excuses.
Look, first of all, Wiener is a lot easier to remember than most other last names.
Rafi Solomon.
You hear what I'm saying?
So, anyways, cool. You know, I think that made me a little bit sus. Don't know why. And so he starts asking me more and more questions. Okay, he then asks me for my daily routine after uni.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just go check it out on YouTube. I didn't actually say that. You don't fuck around with security. But like, he goes, what do you do after classes? So I was like, it depends. You know, sometimes I come home and work or, you know, go out with the friends or just sit in my room like a lonely person, you know.
Yeah.
Valid question. And then he starts asking me, what classes do you take? Now, this was when first semester has ended. He wanted me to name every single one of my classes.
Why? Like, are you like a sketchy character?
Rafi? I don't fucking know.
I feel like you're the last person to get like
this is what
profiled
every,
at an airport.
Oh, Rafi, this is what everyone...
Like, you're small, you're a woman, you're
this
know,
is
white,
what everyone said.
White.
This is exactly what everyone said. So...
Like no offense,
but
you don't look like a threat.
I'm
like,
not a threat!
I'm saying, like...
It gets so
and they,
much
and
worse.
And these guys are professionals. They look at you and they know.
Like, this guy had bigger ears than Dumbo, by the way.
Shots like, fired.
They deserve to be. So anyways, can you name all of your classes? Like, no, like you have to name it from like the full name of all of your classes from first semester.
From first semester? Not at this moment. Like,
you see? So that apparently was sus. And then he asks me, have you done any assignments recently? So I was like, yeah, it's university.
You should just say no.
He?
I'm failing.
Makes me take up my laptop to show him an assignment.
That's really overdoing it.
Let me say this again. He makes me take out my laptop to show him an assignment that I did for university.
It's like stupid. I've never heard of it being that bad.
What the fuck?
I think they were just fucking with you.
No, they were.
You were like the test dummy.
He was
like
asking me,
guard.
So then I was like, ooh, I know how to get him on my good side. I serve in my game, David Adom. Let me see pictures.
I think he just wanted to know more about you. That's kind of what it sounded like.
He like took my phone and went through
hey,
my camera.
And are you free tonight?
He like took my phone and he like was going through the mother pictures. Like,
did he like send himself any?
I don't know. Fuck, I don't
just
know.
Airdropped it.
Then he wanted to see my certifications. Then he wanted to see my acceptance letter to Rahman University.
Yeah, that's like a lot of stuff. Like, how long are
he
you?
He wanted
here
for? To see my acceptance letter to university.
How long were you being interrogated for? Like an hour?
45 minutes.
If someone asked me to pull out my acceptance letter, that would take me at least 20 minutes. God
Rafi,
knows
I had to find it in like
disgusting.
The archives of my email. Okay, but it gets so much worse. Then he was like, why are you going home? I'm like, for the holidays. Oh, and I'm surprising my mom. Okay. And he goes, why aren't you surprising your dad? I'm like, that's a very personal question.
Yeah, first of all, not your business.
Yeah, what the fuck's
you
wrong
know,
with you?
Second of all,
so I was like, because my dad knows about it and, you know, he's paying for my ticket. Why is he paying for your ticket?
Well, that's you can figure that one out yourself.
I'm like, because I'm a student and I don't have a work visa here. Why don't you have a work visa here? I'm like, because I'm a student in I've shown you my acceptance letter at this point. Get so much.
I think it sounds like this guy's first day.
Get so much worth. So then he keeps asking me like, and this is so real. Like I'm not. Any one of these questions are so for real, what he asked me. Then he was like, what does your dad do for a living? What's the name of his company? How financially stable are you? I'm like, you can't actually... Can you ask someone?
I don't think you have to answer. That's a bit personal.
Like, what do you ask? He goes, what's your relationship with your family?
Family. That's the relationship.
So my parents love each other very much. They've been married for 30 years.
So my mom gave birth to me, basically.
he was asking me, like, why don't you work? Again. And I was like...
You volunteer. I'm gonna give you like, the same. You work, just not for
then,
money.
Yeah, and then I showed him the matter, and that's where like it led to the other thing. But he was asking me these personal questions, and he was like, when are you coming back? So, okay, I'm not going to get into it, but basically I had to fly to Joburg, then come back, because I couldn't miss some classes, because, you know, the workshops, they take attendance. I don't know if it's the same in your degree, but some classes, they take attendance. If you miss two classes, that's it. You can't miss anymore. Otherwise, you have to take it next year. So I was explaining that to him, flying back and forth. And he goes, why are you doing that? Can I see your tickets, please? I'm like, I'll need to get my tickets when I check in. Sorry, I can't help you right now. This man questioned me until 7:45 p.m.
So over an hour. It's ridiculous.
Over an hour.
I would have just started like screaming.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going home. And like, it was bittersweet because I was like, really want to go home and surprise my mom. Like, I really wanted to go home.
How could he hold you that long?
People don't understand that sometimes you can get very homesick, especially a country like Israel.
I understand. I actually went for Pesach. I didn't go home, but I went to London. So I was there for 8 days. And I took a connecting flight each way. So first I flew Vienna, London. And then on the way back was Frankfurt and then Israel.
How long is that?
Like, the flights, like, it took me... You know, the two flights were like 6-7 hours together, and I had only like an hour and a half layover in between them. It wasn't so bad, but I get to Vienna. You know, it was kind of easy to figure out where, you know, everything connects, and that was actually the first time I took a connecting flight.
You always fly directly.
Always
must be fucking nice.
And then I get in this bus and they drive us out to the plane because I guess it was like...
Oh, yeah.
I guess they it do was that. Smaller, you know, so it's not good for the runway, whatever. Not good for the runway is not the way I meant
think,
to put it.
I don't think that's that... Okay.
I meant like it wouldn't... Guys, whatever
don't know if
the
you
issue
noticed, Rafi is not a pilot.
That's correct. Anyways, and then, you know, it was nice. London was great. I'm curious to hear how your Pesach was. And then I connect back to Frankfurt. And Frankfurt also, very simple, very easy. And, like, I just kind of zoomed out at the end of my trip and was like, you know, I was at four. I was in three different airports. Like, I flew four times, like, you know. And yet somehow, even though two of them I had never been to before. No, three of them. I was in four different ones. Three of them I had never been to before. Somehow Ben-Gurion was still the most... like confusing and disorienting.
Do you know when you come off the plane and there's that simple circle thing? I never know which direction to go.
I even got to the board, like the passport control section, and it's just like the people in my plane there, and it wasn't a lot because some of them were Israeli, so it was like 40, 50 people in a line, maybe, like not such a huge line when you think about airports, and they had one person doing the passport
Where's
control.
Where's the logic in this?
And he was taking his damn time. I was there for an hour and a half. I missed every train back to Herzliya. So I had to get a shek, a few hundred shek. Oh.
No, shekels from the airport can be like, they can scam you for like 280 shekels.
It was like, 200-300. Like,
but you know what?
Like,
the same thing happened to me. The same thing happened to me.
It's horrible.
Except I was coming... into Israel. I mean, I was coming like out of Israel. Like
I was coming into Israel.
This time I passed security checks perfectly fine.
Good job.
I was shitting my pants because I was like, I'm going to get questioned for like an hour.
Yeah, you're
there
suspicious.
Was like maybe three people. And I flew to Ethiopia, which is a very popular layover and destination. So a lot of people fly there. Okay. Yeah. I arrived at about 10:30. My plane was boarding at 12:15. I was waiting to check my bags in till 11:30. Waiting in that line for an hour. What? I feel like for a country that really is so got so much pride in being innovative, fix it. Fucking fix it. It really fucking triggers me.
I really hear you there. I just didn't understand how they couldn't get more than one person in my line. Everyone, I was also like in the back, so it was the worst. But like everyone.
What time was this?
I don't know. I landed late, like 11:30. All right, no,
that's weird.
No, I was supposed to land at 11. We got there an hour late. It was like,
why?
By the time I got to the passport line, it was 12. And by the time I got past the passport line, it was 1:30. And like, everyone in my line was just like groaning and like,
no one wanted to be there.
We were all tired. It's late. Like, and the last thing I need to be doing is standing in a line for an hour and a half, like for no good reason. It's not because like the place is packed, it's because they have one dude working. And then I finally get past.
And he's working, you know, from the Zootopia, the sloth?
Yeah, exactly. I finally get past and I go to baggage claim. My bag is the last one on the carousel. And some dude who works at the airport is taking it.
Why?
Like, because it's been there for so long that they're going to just report it's like missing and put it somewhere else. It was unbelievable. I had to tell this guy, Lololo, Zeshali, like, please do not take my suitcase.
Not that. Mine.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
How annoying.
See, this is what I'm saying, bittersweet. It's because, yay, I'm so happy to be back. But there's that bitter part.
Yeah.
And it's that.
Yeah. But how I got back and you know.
How much did the get cost you? What was the damage?
It must have been 300 check, I think, at least. It was annoying. Like, whatever. Not, you know, I told my mom, I complained to my mom and she was like, I'll cover it. Like, I'm sorry this happened to you. I was like, thank you, mama. You know, that was just like. Oh, how annoying. And then it was even so confusing to get the get. Because I just go on the get app on my phone as soon as I pass that line. Because I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I missed every train. I just need to get back. And so I go on the get app and I click, you know, I'm at the airport and they say, okay. They say like, you know, terminal choose thing. Which terminal, whatever.
Don't tell me you chose the wrong fucking terminal.
No. It doesn't have that terminal on the app.
It does. I know exactly what, like, you're talking about.
It labels two different things.
I know. It's very confusing. They're, and then you got to pray to
and
God.
And so whatever. Like,
I
just clicked one of them and I was like, oh, worst comes worst, and they call me, I'll just tell them where I am. And then like I ended up finding someone who like I had to like show a code to, whatever. But it was just like it wasn't so simple immediately. Like I feel like I should have just gone on
three.
I'm at this terminal, boom. But like they didn't have the one I was at on the get
I'm
app,
still
and it was
in
really
shock
freaking me out
that it's 300 check. That's a hate,
like,
crime.
I would have to check it again. I don't
that's
remember,
a hate crime,
Rafi.
100% that's a hate crime.
Yeah, it was definitely
my boss over, though, was pretty good otherwise. I got to see my family.
Very nice.
Which is great.
The Shankmans.
The Shankmans.
The Ginas.
Was there also for my mom's birthday.
Ah, happy birthday.
Thank you for my mom.
Happy birthday to your mom.
Thanks. It was amazing. It was like super good. I got very, very sick.
Oof.
Before flying back to...
Yeah, so you had some recovery time.
No. Let me explain to you. Then my mom was like, why don't you book an appointment with the doctor here? That is the hardest thing to do.
Here?
Get in a doctor's appointment here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was leaving on this Sunday, and this was like 2 days before my flight. I was like, mom, I'm going to get a doctor's appointment in like 2 weeks. So I had to fly very, like, not well. And I finally get to the doctor, and he's asking me these questions. This is in South Africa. And he's asking me these questions. And he goes, so what have you been taking for your nose? And I go, tissues. That's blowing my nose. And then he says...
I don't think that's what he meant, you know.
I was put on so many meds, Rafi, because I was like sick for almost a month.
What did you have?
I had an infected throat, because my glands were swollen, and my nose was blocked.
Oof.
And I had a temperature, I still went riding.
Had to.
I don't recommend doing sports when sick. It's very...
No.
It's very hard. Rafi, what has been going on with you?
I don't know. I mean,
got more stories to
like
come.
Like, I was away for Pesach. I was in London. First time in the UK. It was really nice.
Because I know very you beautiful. Tend to have the weirdest interactions.
Like...
That silence says it all.
You know,
what happened?
It definitely happened.
Rafi, what happened?
No.
Rafi, what happened?
Oh, nothing.
Rafi!
You're yelling at me.
I'm yelling.
No, I'm trying to think. I got back. I hung out a lot with my niece since I got back because she lives here in Israel.
In Jerusalem?
Yeah. She's a year and a half. She's very mushy. And my sister also has a wiener dog, so I've been going there to help out and chill with the fam a lot.
But interactions?
interactions, like, you know, what do Gleb and I usually get up to?
Oh, God.
I went to Dizzy's last night. Why did I go to Dizzy's? I can't remember the last time I went there. Well, I got there, I was starving.
Been.
I didn't get the wine. Like, you know how it's like...
No, I thought I've never been.
But you've never heard about it?
I've heard about
it. Where it's like, you know, Sunday night, like, oh, you can drink wine.
Jesus.
But I didn't buy it.
How much?
Like, there's like three different packages, quote unquote, and starts at 89 check.
Okay.
So it's not horrible.
Did you drink, though?
Yeah. I just drank other people's wine. Like,
Raffy.
I don't need to buy my own bottle. Like, I don't need to buy my own glass when they can just refill it.
This is what we were talking about, how the person who doesn't want to put money down for the gate, you're that person with the wine.
Yeah, and I didn't pay for the gate either.
What the fuck?
I mean, I'm not like boasting about this. Like, yeah, I'm not, no.
You were the only guy and you didn't pay for...
No, I'm one of the girls, trust.
Slow.
But honestly, like, I in the get, I just remember on the way there, not even on the way back, like, there was a few times, like, my head was down, my eyes were closed.
Like, and
I was like, in the, like, about to reach REM sleep, and then I, like, wake myself up.
Isn't that
up.
The worst? It's so fucking scary.
I'm like dreaming while awake. I was so tired. Like, I just crazy. Haven't been getting such great sleep.
Why?
I don't know.
Do
I
you
just,
have a bed, a mattress?
No, I have, like, a topper. It's not as good. My topper's not that good at all.
Are you? I've been thinking about getting a mattress.
You should. I mean, I'm just hoping next year when I move out to an apartment, I'll get a place.
Are you moving out next year?
Yeah.
With who?
Gleb.
Oh, God. I'm never coming over.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
No, I am coming over.
You would love to.
No, you. This is.
You'd be lucky if we had you over, Gina.
Don't fucking raise your hand at me again.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Guys, I've never hit Gina.
There's,
I don't know why she said it again. It's just that was the first time.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons, Gina and I
Raffy,
are friends.
This podcast, I've like really. I mean, Raffy and I, we're gonna stay like very good friends after, and I'm sure
we'll
I'll get Raffy back for an episode. But like, we've done so much in these podcasts that I just want to look back on the episodes.
Look back for me. What do you want to
look back because you don't fucking remember your own podcast?
What in particular would be your favorite moment?
I think there's been a lot. I think, you know, when it comes to, you know, the first three episodes, I think if you look how we've grown, it was really cool.
It's
like,
beautiful.
We sucked at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I think I still suck, to be honest. You know? That's just me, though.
I don't think you suck. And stop.
I definitely wasn't fishing.
Which
for
episodes
that.
Really stood out for you? Like ones that you enjoyed particularly.
You had someone in particular, a guest.
Shavit.
Yeah, Shavit.
That was
yeah.
a great episode where we talked about pet peeves, and she was like, "What's one of your pet peeves?" And she goes, "People with lisps."
It's always good to have
and you're
guests.
Like, oh, and then you go, that's unfortunate.
And we had one with Gleb. Like, I loved the, like, you know, campus collabs we would do.
I know, and now we won't get to
And we really got a spectrum of people on.
Yo, we really
you know,
did.
All the way from Gleb to, you know.
We had Evitar.
Yeah, I mean, Evitar classic. You know, also someone who works in the studio.
Yvonne
and the guy who had the party. That went
oh,
like crazy.
The guy who literally created our jingle.
Yeah, Gina. We're both on the spot now.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
We haven't done this podcast in a very long time.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, even though he like created the jingle. He only listened to his episode. Tani, that's who it is, Tani.
Tani.
Oh my God, I'm going to send him
just
this.
Cut it out.
No, I can't. That was also a great episode. Do you remember the time we were here and there was that weird guy?
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. That was maybe my favorite part, actually.
It was
Just like getting the gossip and then just being approached as we were.
That was scary. I thought...
Really, as you were. I mean, like...
I was
scared. There, but like...
I was scared.
No, I was scared, too. He was... Oh, yeah, whatever. Let's
Yvonne
not.
Was also even scared.
Yeah, Yvonne had to like be the big girl and help us out.
We've said some crazy things. So I'm gonna. So my parents flew back to me when I was coming back now, which was nice. So I stayed with them in Tel Aviv. And I stayed in a hotel. And take a guess what my room number was.
What Gina's room number is?
That they gave me.
69.
No.
I figured it would be some cliche number.
I genuinely think you can figure it out.
What number would they give you? I feel like...
It's dog humor. I'll say that.
Dog humor?
Dark.
Dark. 9/11?
They gave me the room number 9/11.
That's amazing. No, it's just like the sport, you know, the Porsche. Like, you know, so it's a car. Come
on. But then I ordered room service one day, and I have it on video, where it's like, can you please, like, after I ordered, they were like, and can you please send it to the room 9/11?
Please. One coffee, 9/11,
I was
please.
Very sad to move out of the room.
9/11, please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Oh, but you can charge it to my parents' room. Thanks.
Mm. You got your own room?
Yeah, I wasn't sitting with them. I'm 21.
Okay. I feel like no matter how old I was, if they were getting a hotel, they'd just get like a big enough room.
They wanted to treat me. I wasn't going to say no.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Exactly. You're going to say, it was the Royal Beach.
Not familiar.
Okay.
I don't know hotels, really.
Okay. All right, Rafi.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we've had some great episodes. Shavit was a good... Oh, we had one with Sophia, the buses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a very... Buses are quite the relatable
topic. Have you had any more bus?
Yeah, I was in Jerusalem, and I was taking a bus to Tachana Rishona, and it was the 39, and it comes up, and I'm with Mika in Jerusalem, and it opens up at the bus stop. First of all, we see through the window, there's like 80 people in there, and it's one of the short buses. Like, it's like one of those, like, Mercedes coach, like, cars, but it's not like a full bus.
Mm, like, no. Yeah. It's the minis.
And so the door opens at the stop we're at, and like 20 children just get out. Like, and that's half of them. The others are still inside. But, like, watching them all come out.
Was it like a clown car?
Yes. It looked like they were, like, through the window, it looked like they were stacked on top of each other. Like, actually a disturbing amount. So, you see these, like, 20 kids leave. So, then we get in. It smells horrible. There are kids next to me. I'm, like, standing right in front of the door, like...
And
there's kids next to me hanging on to the bars.
Like monkey bars?
Yeah, they're monkey bars. Like, and they're all like trying to do pull-ups. And like, they just, like, the whole ride, there's like one after the other is doing pull-ups. And like,
I would have walked.
Oh my God. And this one like older lady is there.
Kids, man.
And she's like, oh, these buses are so bad. And then we hit a speed bump and she fucking flies in the air. And she's like, I was on a bus earlier and they went so high and fell. And I haven't been able to sit the same since. What? Who is this woman? Like,
did I ask? I don't remember. Dude,
and these kids, like, were not, there was no parents. It was just a ton of kids.
This is what I don't understand about Israeli parents.
It's unbelievable.
Also, that woman wanted to strike up a conversation. You know, I hate it when that happens, where they strike up a conversation. You're like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't know who you are.
You know what always happens whenever I'm at the bus stop or, like, if I get off the train? Yeah, when I'm at a bus stop and, like, a lot of times I got headphones on, I'm listening to music, especially if I'm, you know, doing a lot of traveling, like, of course.
Yeah.
And like, there are so many instances where I'm at a stop and other people are there, I've got my headphones on and I'm like probably standing up, like looking out into the distance, or like I'm on my phone, like I'm usually not focusing.
You're not with it.
And there's always some lady, old lady, who's trying to ask me for directions, like every time and always me, and there's always other people around.
American,
I'm like, dude,
looking guy.
Like, I'm not wearing AirPods. It's not like you don't see it. I got over the ear headphones. Like,
yeah, I've seen
dude,
them.
I am the only one here that is very clearly not listening.
And you and look the most American.
I do not look like I can speak Hebrew, and I cannot. Like, the amount of times it's happened, like, at some point it started frustrating me. And, like, it's a different lady each time, so I feel bad getting mad at her and being like, why, like, don't ask me, ask anyone else. Like,
there's like 50 people.
I'm the only one actively not hearing, like, it's ridiculous, but whatever, you know. Just smile and walk away. But in the inside, I get lit on fire.
I hate it when they ask you, when is this bus coming, and you're like,
why are you here if you don't know?
Because like, they ask me the bus, like if they ask me a bus that I'm on, like fine. But then they ask me the bus, and I'm like, I don't know. And then they would ask, and they go, do you know when? I'm like, do I look like a bus conductor? I'm confused.
Yeah, like, you're at the stop. You didn't appear here, like.
When did you think the bus
was
coming?
And no matter how selfish it sounds, I hate to break it to you, but I'm here for me. Like, I don't know when your bus is coming, lady.
You know, the foreign one here. I don't speak the language. I just downloaded an app. Like, if you don't know how to...
Yeah, you're local. What are you doing?
You're the local. Like, come on. You could download the app I have. I'm sure you could just understand the country.
And then, you know, it's just... people, man. People is what I'm
saying. I don't like
you.
When things aren't... It's like straightforward sometimes.
I love it when Rafi gets like agitated. When like something really agitated.
When things are just like so slightly stupid. Like I feel like when big mistakes happen, it's like, you know, shit happens.
Shit 100%. But when it's the small ones,
when it's
really
just the small thing,
you.
I'm like, I just don't like when people are dumb. Don't you hate it when people are dumb? Like I just hate it. Mm. It really.
Can you elaborate on that? Can you tell
gears.
Our? Can you tell our? Lovely view, listeners.
I mean, that story in particular, just like the amount of times I've been approached with my headphones on and other people being around with obviously without headphones on and like, just like, you know, you want to Sam Q, like talk to me. Don't, you know, like, don't just try to ask me for bus directions when I look like I have no idea what I'm doing. I need help.
Guys, Rafi needs help if you have any recommendations.
You know?
This has probably been this is so bittersweet. It's like I'm gonna see Rafi probably. I see Rafi every day on campus.
I feel like I don't even see you every day anymore. Like I see you like every other day, and you're walking somewhere. Like you're always busy.
We need to hang out more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You're the busy one here.
Yeah, that's true. Rafi.
Gina.
Oh my god. This has been...
Contain yourself.
I'm containing myself. Well, the podcast isn't ending. As I said, Rafi is leaving. I'm going to be keeping the same name.
Oh, you've made that decision?
Yeah, no, I'm keeping it. I think it's Rafi. It's such a good name.
Iconic.
I'm pretty sure I'd get Rafi back for a bonus. But for a while...
I'm sure you could.
I will.
I'm not going nowhere.
I know.
Okay. Don't seem too confident. Just be like, thank you, you know?
Thank you, Rafi. Right.
Yeah, of course.
How do you feel, Rafi?
You know, I feel fine. It's, you know, bittersweet. As the
don't
title
you hate
is.
It when bittersweet?
Gina is bitter and also sweet, you know. I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Why? Throwing her in the moment.
My bad. I'll just quit while I'm behind.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much. There are more episodes to come. They just might be a little bit of a while.
It might be a little boring without me, but you know.
Rafi.
You know, I look forward to seeing what you'll do, Gina.
No,
and
it's
I'll
not going to be boring.
I'll always be around. Like, you know, I ain't gone.
I ain't gone, gang.
You know what I'm saying?
Rafi.
Gina.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, we're on all listening platforms. Mm-hmm. Make sure to follow for more episodes and a new chapter coming. As well as, if you like, make sure to leave a review.
This is just the beginning for Gina.
Yeah, no, I've got some exciting stuff coming. You know, and my life story is never ending.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Content will keep coming.
100%. 100%.
Good to hear.
Rafi, you're going to take us out.
Signing off. Don't you hate it when... I'm leaving Gina.
And here
it's good to see you.
Is to new episodes to come with new guests.
Here's to what Gina will do. Cheers.
Ba-da-bum-bum. And now you guys are going to witness things that did not make the cut in this recording and are also completely out of context. I hope you guys enjoy. Now, guys, don't shut. My ring lost a little gem. Shit. Oh, and
I hope
my mom's
wasn't...
gonna listen.
Well,
it wasn't the real ring, Mom. It's fine.
It's fine, you could just get a new one. Squidward walking.
You're such a strange character. Oh, what is that face for? But, like, it was so good to be... That was my stomach. Did you not hear that?
Like, I did, but I didn't realize it was a piece of you. Like, I just figured it was something with the mic.
Oh, no, I need to hear this back.
Are you hungry? Like,
I haven't eaten all day. That was in. How do you actually feel?
I'm gonna miss you, Gina.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon?
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.